Sister, if you're doing all the things genuinely and not getting the results that you want, then this is the episode for you. We're going to cover how to know if your hormones are imbalanced, how to know what you are doing, if it really isn't working or if it's something else, and what to do first to start feeling better. Let's dive in.
What's up, sisters? Welcome to the Period Whisperer podcast. I'm Bria. I'm your host. If you're new, I'm so happy you are here. I'm your perimenopause and menopause sister, your holistic trainer, hormone specialist, translator of your female body. I'm a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned body whisperer and hormone decoder. And I am here to help you de-stress your body, decode what it is saying, become the CEO of it, and own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. This show is for you, the overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated step woman who dreams of a body they feel strong, energetic, and sane in. The woman who knows that she shouldn't just wave the white aging flag and believes in a body and life of peace, love, and purpose. But you don't just know how to get there yet. So if you are stuck in your body, your energy, your life, you are in the right spot. Let's lean in and learn what our bodies are saying to us.
Hey there, sister. Welcome to this episode of the Period Whisperer podcast. I'm your host and fellow perimenopause struggler, Bria Cad. And I don't think that there is much more frustrating in life than the feeling like you're running up against a wall, like you're putting in effort, like all the effort you can muster, and you're not getting results. This happens, of course, in all areas of our life, but we see this come up so much in perimenopause, right? We're doing the things that used to work, or we're pushing even harder or restricting even more, and nothing seems to be changing, and it feels really exhausting. One, because spending any time when you're already really busy and full in midlife is an energy suck on its own, but we really are propelled forward and motivated by results. And so when you're doing the things and not getting the results, it's a pretty disheartening piece of the puzzle. So today I really wanted to share with you three key things: how to know if your hormones are imbalanced, two, how to know what you are if what you are doing really isn't working and it's not just in our head, and three, what to do first to start feeling better. And this all came about, I get a lot of ideas for the podcast. Oh, I'm fumbling my words today. I get a lot of ideas for the podcast through questions that I hear from you guys. So please keep them coming. I appreciate so much when you share the episode, when you share it with a friend, when you tag me in things on social media, when you send me DMs. You know, I know we're all sisters out there going at this stuff, a lot of it alone. So the more you can share this and connect with me and reach out, I appreciate so much. So thank you for all of that. And I get a lot of my topics for the podcast that way. And of course, I get a lot of it just from my own experience, being that I'm in perimenopause. And right now, the time of this recording, I am on day 57 of no alcohol. This was an experiment that I wanted to do this year with the commitment of going 100 days. And I did it for a few reasons, and I will probably do a whole episode once I reach those 100 days to tell you what I learned. But I did it for a few reasons. One, because I do recognize that although I really appreciate a drink here and there, I know that it is messing with my hormones. I know that when I drink, especially a couple days in a row, even if it's just a glass of wine or two with dinner, that I don't sleep as well and I don't handle things as well. So I wanted to better understand what it would mean to go this 100 days. And I mean, realistically, I'm 42 and a bit. I'm in my 43rd year this year. And the last time I went this long without drinking was when I was pregnant with my youngest, who is now 12 and a half. So it's been a minute. And I like these experiments because I specifically like to focus on removing one thing to really, for a longer period of time, to especially when I know, you know, it's not an ideal thing for me to really experience if it's impacting me or not. And, you know, what I've learned so far on day 57 is, although yes, things I already knew, which yes, I sleep better. I don't have any digestive issues. I handle stress a lot better. I have more patience and definitely more energy, which is a really cool thing. What I've noticed is that there are absolutely moments where I have really wanted a drink, and they don't typically happen when I'm like out hanging with friends and like want to celebrate. Most often they're happening when I've had a tough day or when I've had a stressful moment as a mother, you know, as a partner, as a friend, like when I'm stressed, when I'm overwhelmed, when I literally want to check out. And for me, I find that super interesting because I know that obviously reaching for a toxic substance to check out is not an ideal thing for our body or brain, but more, you know, I really believe that when we numb the rough edges of our life, you know, we're missing out on our opportunity to grow. So for me, when I don't numb those edges, it's a lot easier for me to recognize what's really bothering me and decide to deal with that thing. And all of this realization this week, as I'm looking back on this, on the 57 days so far and where it's been hard and where it's been really easy, it brought up, you know, how I'm feeling and the truth really around perimenopause. Because often, you know, in my practice, you know, I talk to women all the time, whether it's just, again, connecting through the DMs on Instagram or whether it's my clients inside the Posse or Midlife Mojo or my one-on-one clients. Often, you know, I hear a lot of this frustration around, I'm doing all the things and nothing is working. Nothing is working. You know, I'm cutting my food out. I'm working out. I'm trying this. I'm trying that, and nothing is working. And I think that it's always really important to understand first what's really happening in perimenopause, because if nothing is working, it's not you. It's not you. Like we can think, or like I, you know, for me, when I'm doing the things and nothing is working, I often feel like I'm not good enough. And like, that's a really, really vulnerable place to be when you're like, you know, I guess I'm just not good enough. And you know, whether it's in the efforts in your body or whether it's the efforts in your career, and you're saying like, you know, I feel like I'm putting in so much work, I'm working so hard, or maybe it's the efforts even in your relationship or your efforts in being a better parent. If you're reading the books, you're listening to the podcast, you're doing the things and nothing is working. And it can feel very painful, I think is the best way, or vulnerable. It can put you in a really vulnerable spot of really questioning your value and your worth, because it's like, I'm just not good enough. That's often my default. But I want to tell you today, and I'm going to share why, that that's not the case. It's not about you being good enough. Absolutely, there's no question in my mind as a functional practitioner that you can, maybe we can't all have a specific body, but we can absolutely all feel better than we do by making different choices, right? Or by really healing the actual body. It's just about figuring out where that healing needs to begin and how to coach up the function in your body overall. But I think one of the most important things that we need to understand is when our hormones are imbalanced. And look, perimenopause, as we know, is that transitionary time where like the delicate balance of our hormones is really, you know, it's precarious, right? Like because there's a transition happening, because the role of the hormones is happening, we know that it's like, you know, it's just like when you're moving jobs or moving careers or going through a transition in your life, it's precarious. It's like you're walking on a bridge. I'm losing my words today, but it's like you're walking on a bridge that's shaky. You know, you have to go more carefully through that piece. So we know that this transition is happening. This delicate balance is more sensitive. And we know our hormones are imbalanced when we're over 35 and in perimenopause and we're experiencing really anything like skin issues, hair issues, sleep issues, fat loss issues, muscle recovery issues, digestive issues. I mean, you name it, brain fog, like so cognitive function issues, anxiety, depression. We know that our hormones are playing a role in that. And it's really important that we understand that it's not like our hormones' fault. You know, culture teaches us to look at this time in our life and think, oh, this is just what it is, right? This is perimenopause. This is menopause. I'm just getting older. This is just how it is. And it's just not true. If your hormones are imbalanced, and that is a part of the reason you have all of these symptoms or that you're not getting results, right? Because when the hormones are imbalanced, the body cannot operate at peak performance. It cannot shift into fat burning. It cannot muscle recover very well. So things are slipping through the cracks. And we have to understand that there's something underneath that hormonal imbalance that's causing the imbalance. That's the piece that we get to. So that's how you know if your hormones are imbalanced. If you're experiencing these things, changes in your period, you know, heavy periods, painful periods, all of those things, then you are dealing with a hormone imbalance, yes. And you might also be dealing with something else. So in order to begin to get back to healing, in order to get back out of the imbalance, we really do need to recognize that the healing of whatever is causing the imbalance, so that the hormones have time and space to rebalance, because you can't take a pill to balance your hormones, right? We can take pills to add more hormones, but that doesn't mean it's impacting the balance, right? It might be adding some more, but there's other pieces to the puzzle. It's not dealing with the root issue. So we, in order to heal the underlying issue, find the underlying issue, heal the underlying issue, and have space and time for the hormones to rebalance and get back into that place, we do need to recognize that it takes 12, 16, even 20 weeks of consistency to bring us back into that balance, to bring us back into a place where we can get results. And of course, like how significant your imbalance and whatever's causing the imbalance is going to determine how long that process goes, right? And of course, how diligent you are in healing that piece. But one thing is for sure, sister, we cannot ignore the healing process. It has to happen. You cannot work out a healing balance. You cannot cut calories to heal the imbalance. We really need to address, again, the root cause, the consistency, and the time. We have to let it happen. And that's one of the hardest part for us, right? Is that surrendering, that allowing, and that giving our body the space to actually heal. So we need to be consistent if we want to first give our body the opportunity to get back to thriving. So that's how we really know if what you're doing really isn't working or really is working. We got to do it for a longer period of time. Kind of like me cutting out the alcohol for 100 days. Like 100 days really is that, you know, 3-month period that gives us a full picture of whether the impact of what it is that we're doing. And that's challenging because we're all in this Amazon mentality, right? We're all in this microwave mentality of wanting things like yesterday. And I'm one of them. I want to go on Amazon, order my thing, and I would like it here tomorrow or the next day at the latest. And that's just not how the body works. The body takes time to get there. So in order to really know if what you're doing is or isn't working, you're going to have to do it for a long enough time to know whether it is or isn't working. And you got to be consistent with that piece. And it's not sexy and it's not fun, but it is fact. And we need to just surrender and accept that piece. Now, you hear me talk about the three phases of healing to thrive in perimenopause or healing to fat burning. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I'm going to walk you through it real quick. But if you've been listening for a while, then you've probably heard me talk about these three phases. And when we talk about thriving, I feel like thriving means that we have control. We can get what we want when we put the effort in. And we have these three phases of healing when we're trying to get to this, you know, place where we can get to the thriving piece, where we can fat burn if we're putting that effort in with our workouts or our calorie deficit, where we can, you know, have really good clean energy. And these are the three phases. One is we must eliminate the inflammation in the body. Two, we must give space and nourish, heal and nourish our metabolism. And three, then we actually have to make our health habits optimized with our hormones as women, because nobody has really taught us that, right? We live in a man's world. Every single aspect of our lives are really, you know, built around the 24-hour circadian rhythm, which is solely a male rhythm. We do have a circadian rhythm, but women of reproductive age have an infradian rhythm. So we actually don't work the same way as men, and yet we're living in this man's world. So we need to learn to optimize our goals with our hormones differently than how men do it out in the world. So these are our three phases of healing. And what I think is most important when we think about how to get back, you know, when we think about, okay, why things aren't working, am I in a hormone imbalance? You know, have I been consistent long enough? What are the things I need to do? We really need to recognize that when it comes to this phase of our life in perimenopause, there's two pieces of the puzzle. There's the science piece, and then there's the philosophy piece of this time in our lives. And they're both equally important, right? We see this in the entire world. There's science and there's philosophy. And we do have to consider both, because they both make an impact on the healing, on the thriving, on the joy. So when we look at both the science and philosophy, we can kind of apply them to what is happening in this transitional period. So the science of perimenopause tells us that three things are going on in the body. Number one, the role of our main sex hormones are being passed from our ovaries to our adrenals. That's the transition that's happening. And of course, the amount of those hormones is changing. So that's the second transition. And the third part is that the changes in the transition and the amount of those hormones impacts our brain. So the science is that these three things are happening, and we can really look at the fact that our adrenals are probably already taxed. So that's gonna impact how many symptoms that we have. Our adrenals are our stress managers, that the sensitivity of our hormones are gonna be impacted. And also that the hippocampus and the amygdala in our brain are being impacted as well. So we've got the science piece down of what's going on in perimenopause. And I assume, we've got the science piece down. I did not have the science piece down. Now I have the science piece down. And so you might not have it down, but those are the three things that are happening. The job of the hormones is being passed, the amount of the hormones are changing, and these two shifts are impacting our brain. So that's the science behind it. Then we have the philosophy, which for me is like, okay, if the science tells us that the state of our adrenals, which manages our stresses, is going to determine how this shift happens, that obviously the choices in our life and the foods that we're eating are going to impact how these things happen, because our hormones are really sensitive during this time. And of course, the health of our brain is going to impact. That's our science part. When we look at the philosophy, it's equally as important. If this first part of our transition, where the role of the hormones is being passed, right? The philosophy around that, I think, is really recognizing, maybe this is a better way of saying it. Through all of these transitions that are happening, the philosophy around perimenopause is really important, because what we're being told by society is that we're getting older, this is just how it is. But what is actually true and real, when you look at the philosophy of it, is that since women went through puberty until now, we have been subconsciously driven by our hormones to reproduce, to be amenable half of the month, to, you know, nurture most of our lives. And when I say amenable, I mean amenable to have sex, right? To actually want someone to touch you, to be excited about it, you know, to get revved up, to think about babies. And then of course, the impact of those hormones are also that we kind of become more amenable in life in general, like, oh, easygoing, less bothered by things. And three is that we are, you know, we don't process some of the hard things, because our primary function, whether you had children or didn't have children, whether you wanted to have children or didn't want to have children, our primary function is to continue life on this earth. So, we move through traumatic experiences. We, put ourselves second and really push forth on the nurturing. And on one hand, I understand those hormones are there. That's so that we take care of our young and that the world goes on and on and on by us reproducing. But now those things are starting to go away. And this is where the philosophy comes in. And culture tells us we're getting older and drying up and all these things. But really, what's happening is that this almost like the fog is stepping back and now our priorities are changing. And that's what's happening in the body in perimenopause. The priorities of what we want in life, of what we're capable of now that we don't have this massive responsibility to reproduce during this phase. Like this big responsibility that has driven all of our decisions, that's always been there ticking in the background of our physiology, is now disappearing. And ultimately what we're left with is probably what it's felt like to be a man for their whole entire lives, right? A little bit more like more confidence, more clarity, you know, to more drive to go after what we really want. The trouble is we don't always know what we really want. So this overriding of our hormones, or sorry, the hormones overriding really our goals and dreams and hopes and wishes has now gone away. And now the body's like, whoa, here I am in all my glory. And something I have to first, before I can even figure out what I want, where I want to go, where I want to take this second chapter of my life, I need to figure out, I need to repair some of the things that are here first. And that's the philosophy around perimenopause, is that we haven't, you know, we are now in this stage where we're so much more aware of how we feel in our body. We're so much more aware of traumas we haven't dealt with, of things that bother us, of goals that we want, that now we have to pay attention to that thing. And I think this is where our perspective on this philosophy really matters. You can look at this time in your life and be irritated by your body, be frustrated by it, be, you know, frustrated by aging, be starting to feel like, oh my gosh, where did my life go? Or you can look at it and recognize it for what it truly is, which is like nature's way of shaking you by the shoulders and saying, it's time for you. It is your time. It's your time to prioritize you enough to deal with these things. No more sacrificing yourself for the others around you. And that's why you're so bothered, right? You're so much more bothered by the food you're eating, by the exercises that you're doing, by the stress that's happening in your life, by the dishes in the sink, by the fact that your child is still not cleaning up their room. And it is demanding your attention to pay attention to what really bothers you in all the areas, not just the food on our plate, but the food for our soul. You know, if you're not living in a fulfilled way, if you're not living your most healthy and fulfilling life, your body is now able to recognize that because it's not driven to reproduce anymore, right? It's not its primary focus. And that's the philosophy and the beautiful gift of perimenopause that is so important that we get out and understand, is that this is not a time for us to dry up and shrivel up and where we're going to be stuck and where we're just going to gain weight and get wrinkly, but where we can actually take those edges that we have, that have been numbed. In the same way for me, the stress in my life that I numb with alcohol sometimes, estrogen and progesterone, when at their full peaks and in their full cycle, have numbed the rough edges of our life so that we haven't been edgy enough to change. And I think that that is a really flippin' exciting thing when we look at it that way, because now you are here. And now, yes, it maybe it seems a little inconvenient, but this is the universe's way. This is the world's way of giving you this next chapter, this time in your life to really freaking thrive, sister. You're so bothered right now that you have to change. That's the gift of perimenopause. And it might be that you have to change the way you eat. It might be that you have to change the relationship you are in. It might be you have to change your career. It might be just that you have to change your relationship to stress. It might be that you have to deal with stress you didn't deal with, whatever it is. There's no more hiding anymore because it is here. And you feel it. You feel it all night when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're sweaty or hot or have to pee again and you don't know why and your mind is racing. It's there when you wake up and you want to start your day with caffeine and end it with wine because it's edgy right now. But it's edgy so that you change, so that you make those changes. So now is the time where you need to take the time. Because if you don't take this time, you will suffer. You will sit stuck and frustrated and uncomfortable in this place until you do. And this is where I think we as women start to lose ourselves. If you do not take that time, if you don't have that come to Jesus moment right now, if you don't have that dark night of the soul moment and decide to be different and decide to learn differently, learn yourself and understand yourself, then you will get stuck. That's the challenging part because now is the demanding time. So here you are, struggling with a hormone imbalance, walking on this precarious swinging bridge. And if you haven't been consistent with the things that are going to heal your underlying root cause that's causing the hormone imbalance for at least 12 weeks or 16 weeks or even beyond, then we don't know if it's working or not, the things that we're doing. So we're bothered and we're here, and now we need to figure out what to do. So the first things we need to do, again, are to go back and make sure we have almost cleared the area. And we do that by eliminating the inflammation. You know, we want to make sure that the things on our plate and the activities in our life and the way we manage stress and how we sleep, like our four key health pillars, as well as the other aspects of our life, are not irritating the problem more so that we can actually get to the root of our own issue, right? The root of our own truth of what's bothering us and what we need. And that piece is what takes the 12 weeks. So if you have done this, if you have been doing the things, and maybe you've downloaded my daily hormone checklist or the 10 laws of happy hormones, if you've done those things and you're still feeling like nothing is working, you've done these things for 12 weeks and nothing is working for you, then it comes down to two things. One, if you've done these things and you're still stuck, that's when you know you want to reach out for help with testing deeper levels of healing, right? If the work you've done holistically on yourself isn't moving the needle and you've genuinely been consistent for 12 to 16 weeks, then it's time to reach out because there is likely something else going on that's going to be really hard for you to figure out on your own if you're not a functional practitioner. So that's when you know you want to reach out to a coach or someone like me and get some help and do the testing that you need to better understand how's the congestion in my liver? How's my immune function? You know, how's my stress response rate? How's my gut health and gut permeability? How's my nervous system? How's my energy production in my body? We need to look at all of these key functional pieces that add to the hormone imbalance or the metabolic chaos in the body. And that's when we need that kind of, that's when we can need deeper support and nourishment with supplement protocols and things like that. On the other side, if you haven't been able to be consistent for 12 weeks, 16 weeks, and that's the reason nothing is working, right? If you haven't picked something and given it that length of time and duration, because that's how long it takes, then you know you need help in coaching and support to stay accountable, to see the bigger picture and keep you focused on that piece, to make sure you're nourishing in the other areas so being accountable and being consistent becomes much easier. And that's also when you need to reach out to a coach. Okay, so sisters, we've covered in this episode, because I think this is a big one, right? I've been there in my life and I hear it from you all the time. You're doing the things and nothing is working. So we've covered how to know if your hormones are imbalanced, how to know if like what you're doing is really working or not working, the philosophy and science behind perimenopause and why it's so critical to understand that. And of course, what to do for the first steps to start feeling better. So if you are here and you're struggling, and if you need a protocol, I want to invite you into the Perimenopause Posse. It is the perfect foundational mini course and community support with live coaching that'll help you start doing the things that you need to do for the 12 weeks all on your own. And it comes with that training, and you get nutrition plans and workout plans. You get everything you need. And you can swipe up and click the link if you want to learn more about the posse, but you can grab that help there. If you've done all the things and you need deeper help, I want to encourage you to reach out and swipe up and actually apply to be, you know, for my 3-month hormone rebalancing to fat burning private coaching program, because that's where you need to go. But either way, don't stay stuck, because this time is supposed to be the best time of your life. But as we all know, it's always darkest before the dawn, right? There's a reason that's a saying. It's always hardest biking up the hill before you get to that beautiful peak, that beautiful view, that beautiful downhill. We are there. You are in this difficult, working, edgy spot so that you change. The universe is demanding of it. Your body is demanding it of you. And I promise you, it feels like a curse, but it's a bloody great gift, because the other side of that work is everything you've ever wanted to feel in your body and beyond. All right. Go out, sisters. Be more in your life, not just less on a scale. And please swipe up, check out the posse, or swipe up, apply for coaching, do not suffer, or find someone else you resonate with, and that's okay. I just want you to feel the way you can and should feel in this next amazing, powerful phase of your life. Okay, go out, be more. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. I want to encourage you to reach out to me directly and message me if there are topics or things you're struggling with, so we can address those right where you are at. And of course, if you loved this episode, if you learned something, make sure to share it with your friends, and please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts.